Eagles in Hotel California. It is the end of January. It feels more like the end of March. It's going up to close to 50 today. It's the 31st day of January. On this day in history, 7 years ago today, McDonald's opened its first restaurant in the Soviet Union. That was a huge day.
7 years ago, still thriving.
That's right. Celebrity birthdays today. If you have a birthday, you share your birthday with Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols.
Well,
how old do you think he is?
It's a long time ago. Isn't he dead?
No, the other one, Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious, that's right. Yeah. Okay, say 40.
41.
Oh, okay.
Real name is John Lydon. He once said he's glad Sid Vicious died of heroin, heroin overdose, because it saved us all a job.
Thank you.
That's a that's why he was in a group called the Sex Pistols, and that's why they were nasty little greedy
no
people.
No business like show business.
Yeah. Yeah, see here. And today, I wish these two guys could get together and have a little birthday party. KC from KC and the Sunshine Band having a birthday.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Harry Wayne KC. How old do you think KC is?
I don't know. 38.
46.
46 years old.
46, but yeah.
Yeah, it would have to be, I guess.
Yeah, that was 20 years ago. Yeah. He was doing that stuff. He was the story I heard was he was a janitor at a record company in South Florida, and he was screwing around one day in the recording studios, and they started...
That's exactly what it sounded like.
they had nothing else going on, so they gave the janitor a job, yeah.
Sing a little song, get down tonight.
I don't know, we'll have to find some of those Casey and the Sunshine Band records today. Play them all. Phil, worry, I'm joking, all right?
He's insane.
Phil Collins having a birthday today. How old do you think Phil is?
I bet Philster's 49.
No, same age as KC, 46.
46.
Oh, big day for both of them.
Look at that.
When he left his second wife, it's true, he did it by fax. He faxed her the news saying, I am so sick and tired of your attitude that I will not be coming back. And that's how he broke up. There you go. Nolan Ryan, the Texas Rangers pitcher, the first guy to strike out 5,000 batters, having a birthday today. It's a big one for him. How old is he?
Well, I guess 50.
The big 50, yes. Suzanne Pleshette having a birthday today. Another big one for her.
60.
There you go. Very good.
We're doing them in tens now.
Well, I'm giving you hints. And a big one for Carol Channing.
84.
No, 76. Carol Channing.
Oh, my God. And she's still performing.
That's right.
There's no business.
I was waiting for you. He takes his cues like a bro. And let's see here. I didn't know this. She was on Richard Nixon's enemy list.
Yeah.
He had a celebrity enemy list that included Carol Channing. She got wiretaps and all sorts of stuff.
Dick.
And I did not know this. You will be entertained by this. She ate special meals and drank only bottled water for 20 years after she was diagnosed with severe food allergies. It turns out that she was allergic to her platinum blonde hair dye.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That's what happened on this date in history, by God.
Join me on Monday when I try to guess the dates by blindfolding myself.
I'll call in. I'll give them to you on the phone, okay?
629. Yeah, sure.
And now, from the University of Golden Archer.
6:31, time for a look at traffic. Yoko has it for you this morning. What's going on, Yoko?
Well, Bex Run Road is going to be closed for quite some time this morning. Bad accident overnight. The entire length, which means between Brownsville Road and Carson Street, you'll have to travel Brownsville Road to 18th to Carson Street to get around it. This update is brought to you by Danka Industries. Parkway East delays near the Edgewood Swissvale Interchange. Carson Street at Bex Run Road with just a traffic light delay for the time being. Traffic light delay on Route 28 at the 31st Street Bridge. Halton Bridge with just a traffic light delay at Freeport Road. Inbound traffic on the Parkway West a little bit heavier now from the runaway truck sand pile as you head for the Liberty Tube. Sawmill Run Boulevard is backing near Bousman. West Liberty Avenue at Pioneer. Now there's an alternative called Danka for high-speed imaging systems from Kodak, backed by Digital Danka's service support. Now you have a choice. Call Danka Office Imaging. It's Yoko on the Point, 100.7.
Thank you, Yoko. We've got 37 degrees going up into the 40s today, near 50. It's going to be a nice day. This Point News update brought to you by our friends at Mellon Bank. The news every parent worries about. Three teens dead, three injured this morning when the vehicle they were driving at high speed whacked into a telephone pole. 3 o'clock in the morning this morning on Bex Run Road. Police on the scene now, tying up traffic. They'll be there probably for most of the morning. The O.J. Simpson trial continues in Santa Monica this morning with jurors still looking over evidence. A report this morning says a couple of jurors were contacted by an agent through the mail, which everyone desperate for a story out there says could result in jury tampering. The jury not sequestered. They'll meet at the courthouse again this morning 8 o'clock Pacific time. If Richard Jewell calls, he either wants to sue you or make a movie with you. He just inked a movie deal with 20th Century Fox. Jewell, the former Olympic bombing suspect, getting more ink and variety these days than the artist with the same name. Story in the Post-Gazette this morning about the real story behind Patty Burns leaving KDKA. In it, she reveals she was approached to run for political office and had her contract then at KD let her out. She would have considered it more seriously. The station says they were willing to let her pursue the opportunity, offering to allow her back on the air if her political bid failed. Other news this morning, Annette Bening's publicist says she has given birth to a second daughter. They say Isabel Ira Ashley, born January 18th at Los Angeles Hospital. Mom's doing great. Of course, Bening is married to actor Warren Beatty with another beautiful child from those two. In sports, Pens and Phoenix tomorrow at the arena, 3 o'clock. Today, big day. Buffalo Bills quarterback Jim Kelly is retiring, as is IndyCar driver Emerson Fittipaldi, as is Banana Don Jefferson.
Thank you.
No injuries and not running for political office either. Partly sunny, a chance of late afternoon rain showers. Highs today in the 40s, near 50. It's going to be a pretty warm weekend. 40s all weekend long. 37 degrees now in Pittsburgh.
634, Banana and Stoney. We'll talk to Tuna Man, internet website expert, who promises the absolute weirdest sights on the internet, coming up here in a couple minutes.
Be afraid.
On the point, 100.7, be very afraid. Here's Journey.
Banana and Stoney in the greatest hits of the 70s, 638 with Neil Young and Southern Man. Mr. Charles is here, Doug Drown is here, and Tuna Man.
Tuna Man's up next on the phone here. He's freaking out, I think.
We'll have to calm him down.
Yeah, really.
The point, 100.7, Banana and Stoney, 643, Neil Young and Southern Man. The Tuna Man is waiting.
Tuna Man, computer expert, website expert, internet expert. We've had him on numerous times. He shared websites with everybody, and this will be the last time he'll be on. You got some job offers out of this whole deal?
Yeah, people are throwing money down on the table, and I just want to mention two very important facts before we start today.
Okay, right. Go right ahead.
My new address is t@lm.com.
That's it. That's okay. That's a cool
public
address.
Phone number is 412-766-9290. And Tuna is for hire, folks. Feel free.
A lot of us are these days.
I'm taking a week off to calm down and relax.
I understand. Okay. Me too.
How AOL's doing this morning, shall we?
Okay. Sure.
Well, the computer's working on that. Let me just say, be polite on the net, and people will be polite back.
Thank you. That's words to live by.
It's the golden rule.
I'm telling you, it's so smart.
So do you have some websites for us? You promised.
No, I can't do websites this morning. It's out of my league. I got way too much going on right now.
What the hell are you doing on this radio station?
I'm
going
to try to describe the action here. If I can get a service going.
Uh-huh. Tuna Man, are there any drugs involved in this relationship today?
No, drugs have nothing to do with this. I'm just too high-tech for my own good.
I understand.
Oh, yeah,
so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I just how to survive on the net, folks. Be polite. Be nice to everybody. You never know who's standing next to you, and I've just discovered who's standing next to me. Oh, AOL is having problems. Surprise.
He's gone. He's totally gone. He's freaking out.
He wigged on us.
LM.com. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're fine.
We're doing great. You're not doing so good, are you?
Thank you so much.
Hey, okay. Tuna Man, I suggest you sit on a surge protector because you could just,
My wife is standing upstairs making sure she doesn't feed me back, and I just lost my one tape. You better be taping the show.
Okay.
Now I don't have anything of your signal.
So it's t@lm.com, huh?
Yeah, t@lm.com.
Right. Okay, we'll contact you there.
We'll be polite back to you people. That's communications at its essence.
God bless you. God bless you.
A 4-year degree. See you guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. He totally
thou shalt not kill, Tuna Man.
I talked to this guy yesterday. He says, I got the weirdest websites on the internet. I don't know.
A month ago, Tuna Man had the greatest websites.
Yeah,
and lately, he's going to put out a communique.
He snapped. He told me, he says, you know what? He says, you guys, because of being on the radio, I got a job. I think like supercomputer centers all over the country are contacting me. And I was like,
Tuna man.
And then he went off on some tirade yesterday about legalization of marijuana, how it's coming to the net.
Well, you've now let everybody to that website have a ball if you contact them. We've had our fun.
Wow. Goodbye.
DeCesa Ringler presents Phil Collins live.
2 days only.
The Point 100.7 with Banana and Stoney and John Lennon. And Stoney at 6:53, Banana's last show here. Lots of people to say bye-bye.
That's right. And we have Doug Drown. We have Mr. Charles in the house. He'll be here in a couple of minutes here. But we have Doug Drown, Jazz Stooge, who made it down to every single tailgate party.
And watched that beer like a hawk.
That's right. He was in charge of beer at our tailgate parties down the stadium this year, and we appreciate that. And also, he's been here for any questions about the Three Stooges. He's always been around, so we appreciate that.
And he's not promoting anything today.
Are you promoting anything today?
His eyebrows lit.
His eyes lit up.
How could that be? Is the Pope a Catholic?
How do you do? You have a wooden ass? Come on.
I was down at the Jenny Lee Bakery right at the crack of 6 a.m. this morning.
There you go.
Here Market
we go.
Square. Seeing your old buddy Dave. What did the EPA?
Dan.
EBS
oh, Dan, you mean? Yeah. Yeah.
No. That's somebody trying to get in.
Oh, that's the Taylors. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Rip Taylors.
So you saw our buddy Dan down at Jenny Lee, huh?
Oh, yeah. He came up with a great theme for you. Banana nut rolls as a going away present. Banana cream pie. banana muffins, stuffings, you name it.
Well, thank you to you and Dan. That was
And I noticed in Jenny Lee Bakery at the magazine rack where they keep the newspapers, the morning papers, and the dailies, they happen to carry the Observer, Pittsburgh's hometown newspaper.
Why would that be so important, Doug?
Featuring the all-new Jazz Burger column.
I wonder who
wrote that?
By Doug the Jazz Stooge.
Oh, yeah.
A great, great feature article on Moe's Allison turning 70 years young this year. Coming to the Shady Side Balcony.
Is that right?
And an update on Dizzy's, the exciting new jazz club in the Strip District. It'll be featuring the all-new Kenny Blake Saturday afternoon jam session.
He came to say goodbye to me, and he turned it into a commercial for himself.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, after Banana is gone, if I run out of records, Doug will always be here to fill.
Talk for 15 minutes. I got to go to the John, Doug.
You can always pull out that Neil Diamond again.
Yes, right. Well, thank you for all the free stuff to you and Dan. And we'll be buying that Observer, the hometown newspaper.
It's free.
Hell,
if you're in it, we'll pay
exactly,
for it.
Exactly, yeah. Thanks for coming by. Mr. Charles will be up here in a few minutes.
6:55 at the Point. PT New Kensington, Pittsburgh. Mr. Charles is here. If you want to talk to him, 333-7100.
I have a few questions for him. why didn't you see this coming? Wait, big question. Mr. Charles, why didn't you see this coming for me, young man?
You know, I was just as shocked as you was. I wasn't even focused on it.
You didn't get the vibe on me. No, getting fired, huh?
Oh, geez. Well, you can look into the future, though, for Mr. Banana.
That's right. Will you do that here in a few minutes?
Definitely.
Give me a reading on the air? Okay, we'll find out what's going to happen to me.
While you're at it, Mr. Charles, take a look at my future, too. That's traffic, Yoko.
It's all about you, Stoney. Oh, my God. You bastard, you.
What's going on, Yoko?
I'll give you a little preview. At 5 o'clock this afternoon, Banana will be drunk. Okay.
Yes, you're right.
Bex Run Road still closed right now. This is between Brownsville Road and Carson Street. This update is brought to you by West Liberty Chrysler Plymouth Jeep Eagle. Had a bad accident over 100.7.
All right. Thank you, Yoko. We got 37 degrees, up around 50 today. This Point News update brought to you by our friends at K Jewelers, the news every parent worries about.
And Stoney, psychic Mr. Charles is here to tell you your future and my future and Stoney's future at 333-7100. He's coming up here in a couple minutes on The Point 100.7.
The 70s, Mr. Charles in here with us.
Already taking some phone calls off the air. If you want to talk to him on the air about your future, give us a call at 333-7100.
4 minutes after 7 o'clock, here's Styx on The Point 100.7. We'll talk with Mr. Charles up next. The Point 100.7, Banana and Stoney, and 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, Mr. Charles joining us in the studio today for Banana's last show.
Wait a second.
His earphones now being unraveled, ladies and gentlemen.
There's no way for him to hear you without these bad boys.
There you go. No way for you to hear the callers.
All right.
We got some folks here ready to talk, and if you want to call 333-7100, we got line one and
line one. Line one and two. It's good to do that.
All right. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tom Richards.
Tom, you got a question for Mr. Charles.
Yeah. Question is, me and my wife's been trying to get pregnant for about 4 years. And we went through and got all the tests and all that stuff and everything, and they said they fixed her, cleaned her tubes and all that stuff, and I wanted to see if what he sees.
What he sees.
Is it going to happen?
All right. Okay. He's thinking.
It's going to happen. Yes, it is going to happen, but not as soon as you think.
Not as soon as I think.
No.
I know the doctor said April Fool's Day before then, but...
Oh, he's a joking guy. Yeah.
What a wacky guy, huh?
Oh, that's what he says, but don't see it that soon, huh?
No, I don't.
But it will happen eventually.
It will happen eventually, yeah.
Just be...
I'll retire next year.
I retire next year. Don't count on it.
Be after that, huh?
Yep.
Be patient. Just keep practicing.
Yep.
Yeah, I'll practicing, you know?
There you go. All right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Take it easy.
Get it right.
Bye-bye.
Who's up next? Line two.
Line two. Uh-huh.
Okay. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Say hello to Mr. Charles.
Hi, Mr. Charles.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's your question?
Okay. My question is, there's been talk in the past about my husband. I'm getting promoted, and there's talk again. I wanted to know, is it going to happen this time?
No, it's not. Don't depend on it. No. Okay. Now, everybody's trying to save money these days.
This is actually Banana's wife, Michelle. No, that's Michelle. Right. Guess what?
Disguised your voice very well. But, okay. So it doesn't see it.
No, I don't see it.
He doesn't see it. All right. Hey, thanks for the phone call.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And Mr. Charles makes his money giving you readings. You can get a reading by calling him. Yes,
884-0620.
I almost forgot it. Yeah.
Okay, now, what about Banana's future?
Do you see my future? What do you need to do to get a reading on
Well, let me hold his hand here.
Okay, hold my hand.
Oh, here we go.
Is he getting a reading? Okay,
I'm getting a reading. Number one, I see TV. Number two, I see radio. I get the feeling that this radio station is out of state, but I don't see him moving out of state.
Hmm. Well, right. How does that work?
Syndication.
Oh. Right. I guess what I get the impression it is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But TV looks good. But I see the TV definitely out of state. New York, Chicago, somewhere like that.
Wow.
There you go.
TV out of state.
Yeah.
Wow.
See what happens because I'm picking that up.
I was told by a psychic I'd be on your television station.
No, you don't understand. No, security. No, please, sir.
I have a Steelers car out there, and I'll drive it through the front of this building.
I see a post office in my future. That's what I see.
No, I don't see that at all.
Okay. TV. All right.
Take some more calls from Mr. Charles. 333-7100. It's 12 after 7 now.
2 days only, Friday and Saturday only, you'll find savings throughout the
100.7 Banana and Stoney in the greatest hits of the 70s. Of course, we don't have any up. We got Mr. Charles in here, and we will take some more calls in just a moment here on The Point.
What are you going to give
the Banana and Stoney Morning Show?
It smells good, too.
On The Point, 100.7.
Are on the table every morning.
It's Farm Fresh Grade A 70s hits for breakfast. With Banana and Stoney in the morning.
We're Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
You bet.
On The Point, 100.7.
Seven Banana, it's Stoney 724. Mr. Charles is with us, and your calls about your future.
And my future.
And your future.
It's all
as well.
About me today here on my last day here.
33-7100. Carphone here on
line two, I believe. Yeah, and I think this kind of relates to our whole situation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you're on the radio with Mr. Charles.
Hi, Mr. Charles.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, okay.
Okay, first name?
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth.
What's your question, Mary Beth?
Yeah, my question is, I've worked for this company for 15 years, and it looks like I'm going to be leaving.
join the crowd, Mary Beth.
And my question is, I had an interview, and it looked pretty good. Do you think I'll get that?
No, I don't see that happening.
Okay, and there's another one that I applied for that I really want, and it's involving traveling. Do you think
out
that
of state,
one?
Definitely you get that one.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you're
all right. In.
That sounds really good. And Banana.
Yeah.
Hey, syndication, you might be the next Oprah.
Oh, please.
There you go.
I've seen her lately. I don't want to be Oprah anymore. She's gotten too weird on us. But
well, you know, you can be yourself.
Yeah, thank you. All right. You never know. It might happen.
That's right.
Maybe the two of you can hook up.
That's right. There you go.
There you go. We'll just travel around to Winnebago doing radio shows. Yeah.
Psychic right. Told us to do this. Yeah.
Thanks, Mary. We'll bring Mr. Charles with us. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
We got a line one here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Chrissy.
What's your question for Mr. Charles, Chrissy?
I wanted to know if the man my sister's with, if he's the man for her.
The man your sister's
with? The man that your sister is with. What's her name?
Kimmy.
Okay. And what's his name?
Andy.
Andy.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not going to work.
No. Yeah. We need to make a good series. Sorry.
They've been trying on and off.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, no, it's not working, no.
Okay. Take her to the bars this weekend.
Right.
Sorry, Chrissy.
Okay, I'll be there.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Line three, hello. What's your question for Mr. Charles?
Yeah, I've been getting these phone calls for a couple years now, and the person stays on the line. You can hear them on the line.
That's Jim Quinn.
Yeah. Or don't say anything.
Or MCI trying to get you to switch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get mysterious phone calls, and they don't. And your question for Mr. Charles is?
Who is it?
It's a female.
Is it?
He's got his eyes
closed.
See?
It's a female.
Ah,
she knows you, or she did know you.
Why is she doing this, Mr. Charles? Do you?
I'm not picking that up. All I'm picking up is that this is a female. She's calling her, and she used to know you. Mm-hmm. Used to.
Used to, but not anymore.
No.
An old friend or an old acquaintance?
An old friend.
Oh. I wouldn't call that a friend.
Yeah, really?
Right.
Too freaked out to talk to her? That's weird.
No, just that she calls just to see what's up or what she can pick up on you.
How bizarre. Wow. Oh, man.
Another thing is...
language.
Irritation, too. She likes to irritate people.
Oh, I see.
Does she say things when she calls up or she just hangs up?
No, she just doesn't say anything. And you can hear her on whoever it is on the line.
Do you know anybody that would fit that description for you in your past?
I mean, I might know somebody now.
Yeah, let me give you an FBI number here. Oh, wow, geez, good luck to you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Get caller's ID, then you'll know where she's calling from.
Yeah, *69.
Yeah.
I've tried everything.
Doesn't work.
No.
What's it say? It gives you that goofy. It's out of the calling area or something.
Right. Exactly.
Geez. That's worthless.
Yeah.
We'll call you back later. Oops.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
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 Line four here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy. I was calling to ask Mr. Charles a question.
You're on the radio with him. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to know. My husband's been doing some job searching, and I wanted to know if you see that he's going to get a new job. The one place said they were going to call him back for a second interview, and I wanted to see if he thought he was going to get it and what location or whatever you thought it might be.
He's not in radio, is he?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Get packed. You're leaving. I see it out of state.
You're going.
State.
They're going, huh?
You're leaving state.
Is she going to get this job that she's talking about?
I get the impression it is, but it's definitely out of state. Okay. Is that out of state?
Yes, most of them were, yes.
Okay.
But I wondered exactly which state, because there's like four of them that he's been kind of involved with.
Four of them that he was involved with?
Well, I mean, there was four different places. They were all out of state, you know, four different states. I just wondered if you had an idea of which state we might end up in.
I don't know. I see it going toward Erie, that area.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, really. Yeah. You'll be living in the middle of Lake Erie here in a couple of
months. Oh, my God. You're going to Presque Isle.
We're psychic. We thought alike. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
See you. Bye.
Good luck. 728. Mr. Charles is here. Takes more phone calls from you. 333-7100. And Jeff Favreau coming up with a movie review.
And don't forget, Mr. Charles' number, 884-0620. It's the middle of winter. You got nothing else to do. I'd say get a psychic reading. Have
a good
party,
one.
Okay? There you go. Yeah.
You will enter a...
I don't want to know those things.
I saw her one day
please.
At noon. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry to bust everybody's bubble on Patty Burns.
She didn't wear shoes. In sports, Pens and Phoenix Coyotes at the arena tomorrow afternoon. Take the kids. It's a matinee game at 3 p.m. And we've got a pretty nice weekend. Partly sunny today, up near 50 and in the 40s throughout the rest of the weekend. So enjoy. Maybe a little bit of rain, but no big deal. 37 degrees now in Pittsburgh.
You know, with all this time on my hands next week, I'm going to have to pick out some Pittsburgh celebrity to stalk. Let's see. Yager, Lemaire of the Muse, something like that. Maybe Stoney Richards. Oh, there's a fake for you.
Leave a banana in your mailbox.
That's right.
Hi, how you doing?
He doesn't want anything. He's insane. You got me
running. The greatest hits of the 70s, 736. Mr. Charles is here. We're going to talk more with Mr. Charles, but Jeff Favreau is here with us because it's Friday.
That's right. He's going to do some movie reviews, and he's still going to come back here every once in a while, help our friend Stoney out.
Once in a while.
That's right.
Until they find out you're here.
A black day here in Pittsburgh radio.
Well, thank you very much. Yes,
I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Jeff's just having a bad morning.
Bastard, get out of here.
Yeah, don't hog my microphone. But the But the big news today is actually a movie from far, far away in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars is being re-released today.
I can't wait for this.
Can you? Everyone I tell this to says the same thing. Well, why? Has it been that long? It's been 20 years since Star Wars.
We haven't aged
made it
a bit.
Yeah, it has made it to the end. It's out. The whole trilogy will be coming out here. The first one's today.
Yeah.
The second one will be at the end of next month, and the third one will be at the beginning of March.
Is it worth it?
So, well, I did not see the remastered version of it, but supposedly what they have done is they've spent about...
Mr. Charles still giving readings.
It's our Time Life operator on the phone there.
He's in his own little world. He has no idea. We're doing, oh, here you go. Okay,
there we go. All
right. Now channeling Jeff Favreau saying,
yes,
I see you in Star Wars.
Okay, tell me,
Princess,
how did I like this movie? Tell me here.
How did you like this movie?
We well, supposedly they have spent $15 million redoing all these movies. They spent another $30 million actually promoting and making prints for these movies here.
That's like what they spent to promote
and
this
radio
program.
I think I said this last week. They're expecting to make about $60 million on these movies. So, and what George Lucas has done is he's added about 4.5 minutes of new footage to it,
and an extra chin from what I've seen.
Yeah, there you go. And he's added some computer enhancement to make, quote, the film I've always really wanted to make.
George.
So, is it worth it? I was a huge fan of this movie. I've got them all at home and everything. Should I go see this?
If you have not seen it on the big screen, I'm always surprised the number of people who have not said. Doing a story on this, there's a lot of young fans still for this movie.
There's a whole generation.
Yeah, there's a new one here, and if just as a quick quiz here, how much money has the merchandising made?
Oh, jeez.
It has made
$300 million.
$4 billion
no!
in the history of this
country.
Movie. Yes, that is.
That's
exactly what it is.
Jeez.
And, you know, I talked to the guy who is the head of the Star Wars fan club, official Star Wars fan club.
There's a huge geek
yes.
there.
There you go.
Believe it or not, they have 100,000 fans around the world who pull in an annual of $5 million in merchandising, even though the movie is not out. And he
Look
said the... The new trilogy is going to be coming out starting in 1999, supposedly, and there will be ones following every other year after that. So this could go on until, who knows?
Oh, great.
Sure.
Who knows? It can go on forever here.
That's amazing.
But there's also another re-release. This is the more one that you probably don't know about, called The Garden of, and my Italian's not good, of the Fitzy Canitas. I think I'm pronouncing that right, down at the Harris Theater. This is a 1971 movie that won the Oscar for Best Foreign Film and is being re-released because it's the 25th anniversary with new sound and new look.
What is this? I've never even heard of this movie.
It's a
smaller movie than of course, because maybe because of Star Wars they're pushing it, who knows.
But it's a
movie that takes place around the Holocaust and the Jewish back in Italy in the late 30s.
Yeah.
So if you saw Steven Spielberg's movie on that, this probably will seem a little anticlimactic.
So like Schindler's List.
This is a love story taking place among all that, so it's not as bad. Now we get to the really bad part, and now I've bottomed out for the year. I never have to see another bad movie, so they have to get better.
Oh, no.
Shadow Conspiracy with Charlie Sheen opens today.
Charlie.
It seems that Charlie's life is becoming a lot more interesting than his movies itself.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies where you kind of pray that Heidi Fleiss shows up in like a cameo.
I'm sure he was.
It is an insipid thriller that you just sort of... I have to say, I went to a critic screening of this, and I have to apologize to my colleagues because I just exploded into laughter halfway during the middle of this. Which probably was not professional.
No, he's starting to go nuts on you.
I am here now.
So you say, go see Star Wars, don't you see Charlie Sheen?
Absolutely not.
To the Garden of Finzi Cantina.
Go see the foreign movie. That's one of those date movies where you have to impress her. All right, we got one of those.
Jeff Favreau back with us Friday. We certainly hope. 7:41. Time to talk about cars from number one Cochran. They've been here in this town, well, just a little bit longer than Banana, and they got the best cars around, new or used. Pick them up at two locations.
Rob Cochran used to sell cars to the Indians, ladies and gentlemen. It's you can read about it, and we have a special leather-bound book that tells the story there in the Monroeville location.
Still with that special Indian offer.
That's right. So bring in a scalp and get a car at number one Cochran. No, go see Rob Cochran.
They changed it.
Oh, did they? All right, but they got Caddy.
Maddie's down there.
Sure.
Big special deal on 96 Cadillac sedan DeVilles. Bunch of them. The balance of factory warranty on these things, originally listed for $37,950, almost $38,000. Now you can get them for under $22,000.
How about that? That's a steal. That's a scalping right there, don't you think?
Exactly. I think so.
And you don't have to play bingo. So go in and see. Ask for Rob Cochran. Say, I want him now.
Scalp the white man. Go see Rob Cochran and number one Cochran and get a deal on Caddy.
You know, there are two types of people living on this nutty blue marble. Dog.
Be more different.
On the point, 100.7.
Kevin Banana and Stoney in the greatest hits of the 70s, 747. More calls to Mr. Charles coming up.
His brain hurts. He's getting worn out. Call now. He only has a limited amount of energy for you. On the point, 100.7.
Our tailgate party today, 7:50. Mr. Charles is here with us.
And the severance check is cleared, so I'm a happy boy this morning. Ready for action.
He's ready for anything.
That's
He's
right.
Big danger.
A couple more calls this morning for Mr. Charles.
We got line one.
Line
here.
One, yeah, be good.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Marion.
What's your question, Marion, Mr. Charles?
Yeah, you know what, I just wanted to say, Mr. Charles, I spoke to him before about my older son, and he told me around 17 he was going to know what job he wanted to do, and he was right.
Wow.
But I got a younger son now, and Mr. Sportsman's been hitting home runs since he was 10 and stuff like that. And he's kind of young yet, but just wondering if you see anything in sports for him, or if you see, what do you see for him as far as working?
Hmm.
I don't know what he wants to do.
I say he make it good in sports. I definitely see sports around him. You won't have to worry about him.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. My day.
All right.
He'll be making millions, Marion.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's all she cares about, huh? Those season tickets to the Pirate Games. All right.
Thanks for seeing.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We go to line two now. Hello. That was Kevin McClatchy's mother, actually.
There you go.
Who is this?
This is Bernadette.
What'd you want for Mr. Charles?
I can't find my diamond ring.
Find your diamond ring.
What are the circumstances around you losing your diamond ring?
I took it off on Friday after bingo, went to put it on Wednesday, and it's gone.
After bingo.
When you find it, though, I want you to say, bingo!
I didn't even win.
You didn't even win?
No.
No,
what do you see, Mr. Charles? He's thinking.
Okay, let me see. A table. I see a table from like a top.
Is it a bingo table? Is it a bingo table?
I'm not picking that up. All I'm picking up is a table.
Dad's sitting in my kitchen right now.
Okay. For Micah Top?
Yeah.
Ooh, it might be there.
Yeah, it's somewhere in the house because I definitely see the table.
Okay,
check the
no
kitchen.
One took it?
Kitchen.
You don't think anybody took it?
I'm
no.
in the kitchen right now.
No, it's got to be in the kitchen because I'm seeing a table.
It's going to be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Look under the radio.
Promise?
Yeah,
he promises.
Yeah, we're going to promise.
Guaranteed, Bernadette.
See what happens, okay?
What?
Check the kitchen, see what happens.
All right.
Have fun at bingo this week.
Right.
Thank you.
Where do you play bingo, by the way?
St. Karen's.
What's the most you ever won?
I think the most I ever won was $75, but I did miss a $200 double bingo because I was talking.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Don't say damn, it's a church. We can't do that. All right. Thanks, Bernadette.
I go more to socialize, and I think I miss half my games.
There you go.
But you're having a good time. All right. Good luck on finding the ring there.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
There's a clinic on bingo from Bernadette. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lee.
Lee, ask your question to Mr. Charles.
Hi, Mr. Charles. I lost my keys in my house about my car keys. For about 3 weeks ago, and I can't find them anywhere.
They're the car keys.
Yeah.
You lost them outside. They're gone. They're history.
I drove home. They've got to be in the property somewhere.
No, they were outside.
They're outside. They might not be laying in the bushes, Mr. Charles.
They're definitely outside. I don't know if he's going to find them or not.
It'd be tough. You need a metal detector now.
Right. It's right in front of the house.
Okay.
Well, you know, Lee, I've got a metal detector, and I got some free time next week. I can be hired.
Well, you know, it's kind of tough because I've been stuck at home for, you know, until I find these.
Jeez, you don't have any spares, huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Well,
we just talked to Bernadette with that bingo. I didn't know. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee.
Can I ask one more question?
Oh, okay. Jeez. Go ahead.
Okay. We've been going under a lot of changes here at work. And
you
I
too,
just wondered
huh?
if you saw anything there.
A lot of changes at work.
Change is good.
No, I don't see no major changes with you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. Charles, that's right. He makes his living this way, 884-0620, and he can get, you can hook up with him, have a little psychic party, have a little reading from him.
Yep.
That, what's a good number of people for one of these psychic parties?
What do you think? Six or seven.
Six or seven?
Right.
All right, that'd be a good thing to do this time of the year.
I hope you will come back here on this program, because I need people in the studio, frankly.
He's going to be lonely, so you'll come back and see my friend
definitely.
Stoney.
I'll keep him happy.
All right. Hey, well, thank you, Mr. Charles. It's been a pleasure working
Take
with
care.
You.
Take care.
All right.
Mr. Charles, will I have a future?
Do you have a future? Right. Yes, you will. Don't worry about it.
There you go. In a nutshell.
It's 7:55.
You will enter a domestic...
WZPT, New Kensington, Pittsburgh. Time for a look at traffic, and Yoko has it for you. What's going on out there, Yoko? Thank you, Yoko. We have got 37 degrees on its way up, close to 50 today. Terrible story this morning. The news, every parent...
Brandon Stoney, it's my last day. The celebration continues. Michael Todd is coming up, and also David Michael, my favorite Pittsburgh comedian. Coming up here in a couple minutes on The Point, 100.7.
Point 100.7 Banana at Stoney 804 Sportsnet, maybe T-Rex on the point 100.7. The point 100.7 Banana and Stoney, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. Take a look at sports. Then David Michael will be here.
That's right. He's a professional.
He's here now, but we can't talk to him contractually.
Hey, Yince. Now here's Banana and Stoney with sports and that.
All right, Deion Sanders is back in baseball.
Thank God for that.
He signed a 1-year contract to play for the Cincinnati Reds. They didn't release the financial terms. He plans on playing a full season with the Reds, but he's also going to play with the Cowboys. Blah, 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 blah. It's just more money in his pocket. Big retirements today. Buffalo Bills scheduled a news conference for noon today. It's reported that Jim Kelly will be given a $1 million buyout. He will retire. Couldn't come to terms with the Bills and wants to retire instead of playing for some other team. It's about time for that anyway. He can go own East Brady, Pennsylvania now. Emerson Fittipaldi, the racing legend, is going to announce his retirement today. He's 50 years old. Had a big crash in Michigan in July. Had a fractured vertebrae, had collapsed lung, almost died in this whole thing. So he's decided to hang it up instead of chance it again. And Jesper Parnevik. I've never heard of this guy, but he's leading with David Duval, the first-round lead of the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am Golf Tournament yesterday, which featured, of course, Tiger Woods and Kevin Costner playing golf together. Only at Pebble Beach would you see that. And Joe Bugle, who is going to be the new head coach for the Oakland Raiders.
Yawn.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot going on. Big game, well, not even a big game for the Penguins tomorrow.
Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, Phoenix, 3 o'clock at the Civic Arena, and it's going to be Pitt versus West Virginia down in Morgantown at 2 o'clock tomorrow, and that is basically Sports and That.
Sports and That is a copyright of Easy Communications and The Point 100.7. So don't mess with them.
Accountant, bank teller, car...
Line here, line one is...
I believe we got Jeff here on line one. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much. Just sitting here freezing.
Freezing? Where are you?
I'm in Verona, man. Our heat kicked out. I'm waiting for the heating guy to come.
Oh, that's not good.
It's going to be 50 today. You'll be all right.
So what can we do you for?
I'd like to hear Lorelei by Styx.
I think
we can
arrange it. Uh-huh. It's all requests all this morning, all right?
Hey, man, can I send it out to somebody?
Well, now it's turned into a dedication. Man. Yeah, who do you want to send it out to?
I'd like to dedicate it to my girlfriend, Wendy.
Oh.
I hope she gets the point.
Oh, are you having a little problem, maybe?
No, actually things are going real well.
Oh, good.
There you go.
Good. Right. Say something romantic to her. Go ahead. Here's your big
cheek.
Oh, that's nice. He did it real quick, though, so his buddies may not have caught that. All right. We'll get song on for you. Here it is, okay?
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take it
easy. 100.7 Banana and Stoney, 823, the Doobie Brothers there. David, you got to turn this thing on.
I got to turn that one on. David Michael, professional comedian who I've known for years and years, met him at the dog track in Wheeling. It was a match made in heaven after that, yeah.
That's beautiful,
and
isn't
it? That's where we're going to be next week. I got news for you.
Taking that big severance check-in. Here we go, baby.
Oh, yeah, you can do it. Ben on number 9, he just pooped. He's fast. Yeah.
Maybe he needs a new pair of shoes.
Hey, I got my sister here today, Suzanne McCloskey.
Hi, Suzanne. Good to meet you.
And she's from Monongahela.
Oh, what are you going to Ringgold or?
She went to Madonna Middle School.
Oh, wow.
Catholic school week this week.
Oh, is
Catholic
right?
schools this week. That's why she's skipping.
I get it.
Catholic girl.
I get it. Sure.
The folks
say hi,
can have
Suzanne.
Something. Yeah, say hi. You got any friends you want to say hi to? You're listening. Here's your big chance.
Well, a lot of my friends.
A lot of your friends.
Yeah, sure. Say happy birthday to Vina and
And she wants to say hi to the Pope because it's Catholic school week.
Okay. That's right. Oh, very good.
There you go. All right. You've done a great job. You've been on the radio now.
So. Also, else in the news, besides Catholic schools week, is Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
Richard Jewell,
well,
he made that guy pretty good, didn't he?
Yeah.
Undisclosed amount of money. Which, you know, when a good old boy gets that, what he's going to do. I'm going to get me one of them double wides for me and my mama. You know, the double wide trailer thing. But, you know, he's getting a book deal, which is great. You know, and the guy lives with his mother. It's like Cliff Clavin hits it big, right?
That's a scary thought.
So now what do you think before this happened, the biggest thing to happen in this guy's life, you know, must have been something in the food court as a security guard or something like that, you know.
I found a dollar.
Yeah, I need backup in the food court here. You know, something like that. But just kind of funny, you know, and Oksana Bayul gets the keeper license.
Yeah.
Is that loophole. Not a great deal?
Oh.
Did you hear it's a loophole? Did you read it yesterday in the
USA
Today?
Yeah, we were talking about it a little bit. Yeah, a loophole that when you get injured, you get to and you go to the hospital.
Only in Connecticut?
Yeah, you get to keep your license. You don't get it revoked or whatever.
You know what, if they get you and walk the line, I have a feeling a lot of people just drop to the ground in pain. Don't you think so?
Ow, ow.
I think I twisted an ankle here.
You're going to take me in.
I got some other things for after this next break here.
Okay,
some,
all right.
Books for Dummies. Did you ever read those books, Electrocution for Dummies?
Or, oh, sure.
Or
Windows for Dummies.
Windows for Dummies. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. Electronics for Dummies. Electrocution, what am I saying?
Electrocution. That would be a dummy.
I thought, yeah, do the bit. Electrocution for Dummies. That
computers
like
for Dummies, that kind of stuff. So I have some of those books when we come back.
All right.
Okay, we'll
good
look
enough.
Forward to that.
100.7 Banana and Sony, and we'll visit more with David Michael in a few minutes here. 8:33 with Bachman Turner Overdrive.
This
guy's got a bigger story than you got in the trip today. His name is Sadi Akith. He's making a hand shadow of former President Richard Nixon on the wall there.
Isn't that beautiful?
He's got a book out, Fun with Hand Shadows, $8.95.
There's a career for you.
This is the rabbit.
There you go, David. You got to buy a book to learn how to make hand shadows.
Quick comedy, David. There you go. Hand shadows out the funny bone. That's you, buddy.
Yeah, that'll be me.
Yeah.
You can work anywhere when you do hand shadows. You need a flashlight, and there you go.
Just the light.
You're in the business. So, what? Roseanne's going to be in The Wizard of Oz?
Story in the paper this morning in USA Today. Roseanne has just signed up to be the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh, jeez.
At Madison Square Gardens. 48 performances of The Wizard of Oz running May 7th to June 1st. And then she might take it on the road.
Whoa.
Yeah. Kind of
how'd you like to be that stage crew?
Oh, man.
That's a heavy broom, I'll tell you that.
Jeez.
Look out.
How'd you like to be the broom?
That's a lot of sandbags.
Yeah.
Good she's going to be great in that because, you know, she's such a great actress.
Oh, too. Sure, yeah. You like her, too?
Sure. I'll get you and your little dog, too.
Oh, the guy she doesn't sing.
She might lose the part to you.
You know what else is in the news? Ebonics. Ebonics.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know
big story.
Big.
Yeah.
So they have, I have some for everybody else here.
Sure.
Ebonics. If you live in Pittsburgh, it's Cincinnatonics.
This and that.
A Yunzonics.
Yeah.
If you live in Tennessee or in the South, it's Honky Tonics. If you live in San Francisco, well, you can make your own one up for that.
Oh, and, thank you very much.
Bend over on it.
Yeah, you said that, not me. But what the hell? You're gone anyways.
What are
you
doing?
Check
in the bank.
Cleared,
Tune in at 5 to 10, folks.
Yeah.
If you're in Beverly Hills, Gin and Tonics.
Gin and Tonics.
In West Virginia, it's just Hooked on Phonics. Always and forever. So,
thank you very much.
It's not.
Oh, you going to be any? What are you doing this weekend? You're not around here. Huh?
I got nothing going on. I spend your severance check. I think.
Okay.
And then Monday morning
the
I start
track,
on the point. I mean, sorry about that.
No, just kidding.
Stoney and Michael
cold.
In the morning. There we go.
No, we're going to dog track next week with my severance
there we go.
Check.
That'd be great.
We're there.
And you know what's going to happen? People are going to be calling you, say, "Hey, Banana, how about some lunch?" And then there's going to be that awkward moment saying, "So that severance check when the check comes?"
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They're going to expect me to pay. Don't you believe it? No.
No way. I wouldn't, you know. But, you know, it's been nice working with you, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
Well, thank you very much, yeah.
And Stoney, see you Monday.
All right.
Thank you, David Michael.
He'll not be performing anywhere.
8:39. You'll never work in this town again, Ken.
Hey, can you do that?
8:42. We go to the banana.
Phone call's backing up here. That's right. Good morning.
Yeah, Banana?
Yeah.
You're not really leaving.
Yeah, I'm really leaving.
No, you're kidding.
I got the severance check to prove it, too.
Where are you going?
By buying the car, basically. I don't know.
And he got the car to prove it.
That's right, yeah.
But Anna, I've been listening to you for years and years. I can't believe it.
Probably since you were like 13. That's what I keep hearing from everybody, right?
Actually, you know what? You did, I think when I was in seventh grade, you DJ'd a dance we had at our junior high school.
There you go. He never got paid for that, man.
What high school? What junior high?
It was Seneca Valley Junior High School. I think I even had you sign my arm.
I remember that. I swear to you, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, I've had a good time. I don't know. We'll see where I land up.
Oh, Banana, well, I'm really going to miss you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Okay, well, good luck with everything.
All right, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take some more of these.
Oh, yeah, heck yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Jackie.
Jackie, what can we do for you?
Well, I was talking to Banana.
Well, you're talking to me right now. We're on the radio now.
Okay. Oh, my
God. It's even better.
All right.
What can we do for you?
Well, I can't believe you're leaving.
Well, yeah. Sometimes, you know, it happens. That's radio.
You couldn't either, about a month.
It's a huge shock to me, too, Jackie, yeah.
I'll tell you what. I've been listening to you guys every morning for years. For a while, anyhow.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
We understand that. For the last year would be the correct response.
We're not all old.
Yeah.
And I have an hour's drive to work.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I mean, I do have a life, but it's like you guys are part of it every morning.
That's okay. We understand. Well, you know what? Stoney's still going to be here on Monday.
Well, I do like him.
And if you give Banana your address, he'll still come by the house.
Or I'll call you in the middle of the night or something. Early in the morning, 5:30.
Hey, Banana, how you doing?
Well, as long as Stoney keeps watching Millennium and the X-Files, I'll be a complete fan all the time.
Do you want him to do his line from Millennium for you right now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, there was a lot of worry in the front offices of the Point because the managers came out from the meeting with Banana and they had just were ashen white and everybody said, what's the matter? And they said, he doesn't want anything. He's insane.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go.
I can see that.
Hope you enjoyed that. We'll see you later, Jackie.
All right.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Marcy.
What's going on? What's wrong?
I'm so upset here.
Why?
What about me, Banana?
There, that's what it all comes down. It's all about you, huh?
I can't believe this.
Well, I'm sorry.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, Stoney will still be here. And
I love him, too.
And I'm going to be here. I'll still be on Date Night TV on Channel 11.
See that?
So come on down. We'll get you a date, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Have a happy day.
Be okay, Marcy.
Don't get violent or anything.
I think we need a therapist.
Oh, wow. Goodbye. That's...
She was kidding.
Stoney's going to have a therapist on Monday morning to help us deal with all this.
What did he do to him? Well, two shots rang out. Some people say three. We don't know. Hello, I'm Dr. Cyril Wecht. Basically. Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Michael.
Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Used to call all the time on B94 and called.
Used to call you on B94, and we're just so upset.
Yeah, I know. You and who else?
Well, you know, we know the real reason why you were called Banana in the first place.
Well,
I don't know if we can talk about
that. So you and the entire gay community are upset about this, huh?
Yes, we just are so upset. And we have a special song for you this morning.
Are you going to sing it for me?
Yes, we're going to sing it if you'll let us.
Okay, yes, we'd love that.
Are you ready? I'm ready, honey. Okay, let's go. Ready?
These are two people.
Follow you wherever you may go.
Thank you very much.
We love you.
Oh, thank you, Michael and Stephen. All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, there you go. This is part of the gay community behind me. I can go anywhere. And I shouldn't say behind me, I guess.
8:46 to remind you to get the soundtrack and don't cry for me, Argentina. Here's the music on the Point. Banana and Stoney, 8:52, the waning moments of the show as it is.
It's my last day here. I'm gone I'm bye-bye in the car after today at 10 o'clock. So we got to go to line number one here. Good morning. Hello?
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 Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. Who's this?
My name's Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, what can we do for you, Kevin?
I got an idea for Banana.
All right.
There you go.
For after you leave here today.
Right? Okay.
Post-show.
Okay, what should I do?
You can stay here locally.
Yeah.
And you can open up a chain of restaurants. Get yourself some nice macho men.
Yeah.
And you're going to have plenty of business.
There you go. All right. So that's something for everybody.
Mr. Yeah? Trump, we told you not to call this program.
Everything was good until that last part. Huh? Yeah. Get yourself some nice macho men.
David Michael, not happy with that last part.
Your clientele is going to be gorgeous women. They're going to flock to this place daily.
That's true.
Oh, good thinking.
You're going to have a massive crowd there.
And at the head of the line will be my wife going, ow!
Fine. Isn't this special?
Yeah. All right, I'll think about that.
Okay, bud.
Try to raise some capital. Thanks for calling.
Unsolicited freak file.
There you go, yeah.
We go to this line here, our celebrity line. Hello!
Hello there.
Oh,
Myron.
I'm here drying out my eyeballs, just discovering the news earlier this morning that Banana's leaving.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, it's got me a little disenrailed here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Myron. What was that word again?
I'll tell you what I did here in the meantime after trying to find that, as I heard earlier, and I agree. It's really not a big day in sports.
I know.
We dug up some of the archives of the man we talked about yesterday. And if you have a second, we arrange something here for Banana.
Oh, I'd love to hear it, sir.
Put them on.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Once again, how it goes, Shell Banana, if I were there. I wouldn't be here at ABC Sports. Let's go back and say just this. A man of your style, talent, and grace should be welcomed anywhere you go.
Thank you, sir.
Unbelievable. He's there in Pittsburgh this morning. Almost as unbelievable as the night we saw Otis Glipkin run. Let's go back to that. Soldier Field, Chicago. Unbelievable style talent. Otis Glipkin over the 20 to 30. Look at that little monkey running. We're going to cut there.
I'm glad you cut him off there, Myron. I'm glad you cut him off. There could have been huge trouble on this station. Oh, my.
On a more personal note, hats off to Banana, and we want to wish him good. Hold on, I'm getting really choked up here. I just wanted to note it. Hey, Omar, I'm going to give him a triple yoy and make him a coconut.
Oh, wow.
There you go. The highest honor you can get in Pittsburgh. Thank you, sir.
Okay, now listen, you take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you sometime, I hope, here in the near future.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye.
See you, Myron. Myron.
Wow. There he is, the man.
I believe that was an actual tape recording of our
conversation. I'm sure it was, mentioning my name.
Yeah. Man.
That's trouble-double, huh?
Yeah.
You know what you could do? You could actually get together with Patty Burns, since she's out of a job. Burns and Banana. How about that?
I had a guy, the guy at the BP station on Baseville this morning, says, I think you and Patty going to do a little talk show or something, you know, so I'd hook up with her.
That could be good.
Yeah, Patty, call me, baby.
He's calling Devlin.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No offense, Lynn.
She has a regular hair now, doesn't she?
Not Lynn Cullen, but Ann Devlin, maybe. I don't know, yeah.
8:56, let's check on traffic. Yoko's got one for us. What's going on out there, Yoko?
Banana Burns, I like it.
Yeah. I'm going to miss you, Yoko.
I'm going to miss you too, honey.
All right.
Sweetie.
Come drinking with me.
Okay. All right. I'm always there when you need me.
You're the woman, yeah.
Vex Run Road still closed between Wagner and Carson Street. Had a bad accident this morning. They could be there for a while yet this morning. This update is brought to you by Shaw's Jewelers. Traveling the inbound side of the parkway, some slowing right around Wilkinsburg. Accident up on 28 near Blonox. It is off onto the side. You'll find traffic light delays as you approach the 31st Street Bridge. Still some slowing inbound on the Parkway West near the Parkway Center Mall overpass. Give a gift of love from Shaw's Jewelers this Valentine's Day. Shaw's Jewelers, trusted jewelers since 1910. It's Yoko on the Point, 100.7.
58 WZPT, New Kensington, Pittsburgh. New line from Millennium, Sex and Death. One.
Nah, the other one's better.
Yeah, one inseparable instinct.
But
it's his voice.
It's his voice. And the line will always be, you know, he doesn't want anything. He's insane. See, I can do it. Yeah, you'll laugh, you know?
You'll be getting calls, ladies and gentlemen, from Banana Don.
Okay, Banana, you're back.
Star 69, we want to catch that guy.
What's up?
It's the last on-the-job jukebox this morning. Didn't get him on the phone here, but we got Catalano and Company Insurance Services. So if you're listening this morning, you are the lucky recipients of the last on-the-job jukebox. You're going to get 24. There you go. Give him a little hand there. 24 bagels, plus the cream cheese from Burgers Bagels. And actually, pretty good. The squeeze box, Rocky Raccoon from the Beatles.
Nice.
Haven't heard that in a long time. Yeah. Spirit in the Sky from Norman Greenbaum.
Yeah.
And She's Got Legs from ZZ Top, which I think goes into the 80s a little bit, but
that's all right.
I don't care.
No Kung Fu Fighting.
We actually had a guy call this morning and requested Kung Fu Fighting. If I can find it, I don't know if I took it home or not, but we might be able to find it.
That's right.
Yeah, you were the last. Last time you did, you were here, you did one.
You guys had to go down to the basement and get out of the dungeon.
Yeah, we got to get out of the vault or something.
It lives.
All right, so we're going to hear these songs here from Catalano and Company, Deb and Jen. Here's Squeeze Box, The Who on The Point, 100.7.
Stoney
on the job jukebox.
On The Point, 100.7. The Point, 100.7. It's Banana and Stoney's On the Job Jukebox.
7, Banana and Stoney, 9:10. You actually have to convince people that you are really leaving.
I'm answering the phone here for the last 10 minutes. People saying, I heard you're leaving. It's your last day. I said, yeah. Oh, come on. What's really going on? Had a huge argument with some lady downtown here. Went for 5 minutes.
You do this to me.
This is my last day. I am leaving. I am leaving. I am not going anywhere else, as I know.
I know where you could go.
Is that right?
You could try for the Pirates.
Try for the Pirates.
There you go.
You could play right field.
I think I could. Yeah.
Everybody gets $140,000.
Man, I'm there. $140,000 hey. To play some baseball.
I'll sign. Coach too.
Yeah, I can coach. Third base coach. Just keep waving people around. I can do that.
Come on in. Come on in.
I can
in.
Do that. That's not a problem.
Waiver things with a sticky on it. Put on your forehead.
Then. Yeah.
You know,
yeah. I'm calling Kevin McClatchy.
He's
I'm calling. I'm calling.
Hey. Yeah, he guessed it early on.
So we got one more song here, I guess. Yeah. We got Catalano and Company. They got the last on-the-job jukebox, and they're going to get some bagels and some cream cheese from Burger's Bagels. Last song they got here is Legs, ZZ Top on the Point, 100.7.
100.7, Banana and Stoney, 9:15. It's our on-the-job jukebox, the final one there.
Congratulations to Catalano and Company Insurance Services, Inc.,
nice
downtown,
job.
I believe. And they're going to get some bagels and some cream cheese and Burger's Bagels. That's it. That's the last one.
Right.
So,
that's it.
You can always fax us, though, here. I should say, my friend Stoney. I won't be. You can fax me for another hour or 45 minutes, and then fax Stoney on Monday. He'll be lonely.
And, of course, I'll forward any faxes you have for Banana.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
9:16, we got Phil on the line here.
Phil, he's still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Phil has been calling for the last year. He's been our official joke teller. He tells jokes. Not the professional comedy that David Michael tells.
Social humor.
That's social humor, yeah.
Unprofessional comedy.
He's an unprofessional comic, yeah.
As professional as you can get.
What's going on today, huh?
Well, I scoured very long and tedious.
Yeah.
And I found you a job.
You found me a job?
There you
all
go.
Right. What
however,
do you got?
However, you have to be willing to give up radio.
Well, you never know. You got to do what you got to do to make money, right?
Okay.
All right, what is it?
Well, it's a job with a state.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a lineman's job.
A lineman's job?
Yeah, state lineman's job.
Wow.
You have to stand in line and sign for your unemployment check.
I can do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
It's not a radio, but...
but it's a full-time job, though, yeah. Uh-huh. I can do that.
I want to get this for you now.
Okay. Hooking me up with the right people now, right?
Yeah, these state linemen's jobs aren't easy to get.
You know who to talk to.
Yeah, I talked to somebody, and they said, yeah, we can get them a lineman's job.
I got a shovel. Can you get me a job with, PennDOT or something?
No. That's not as easy.
Yeah.
Job's a little easier.
I'm overqualified for that.
Too wide awake for that.
Yeah.
You didn't even get you one in Penn Hills there, you know?
No. You got a joke for us this morning.
Well, yeah, there's a guy kind of on the slow side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Walks into a drugstore one day, and he says, I'd like to get me one of them there prophylactics.
Uh-huh.
And girl says, okay, that's no problem. He says, I only need one. Mm-hmm. She says, well, okay. Takes it over to Soda Font, and he says, I'd like y'all to put maybe 2 scoops of ice cream in this here prophylactic. The girl says, well, that's kind of an unusual request. She says, can I ask what you're going to do with it? He says, why, certainly, ma'am. He says, my wife's been asking me for a deep freezer for years, and tonight she's going to get it.
I never heard that joke before.
There
I like
you
that.
Go, Phil.
You're the man, Phil. You are the man.
You find him.
I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, Banana.
All right.
I mean, Stoney will still be around.
He will be here.
You know, but...
and
you
welcoming know, your jokes.
I remember a couple years ago on a B there.
Yeah.
Everybody that called, you used to mash 3 words on them one day, and they all got taken back by it.
Yeah.
But, you know, Banana, I really love you.
Thank you very much.
I love you, Banana. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I love you, too. You're not getting my Bud Light, though,
wow.
Phil.
I tried.
You take it easy, all right?
You too, man.
We'll hook up. Don't worry.
Okay.
All right. See ya. Wow.
Next, Oprah. Dick Morris was the president's top advisor until an affair with a prostitute ended it all.
In that second, your life is over.
It's his most revealing interview yet.
You thought of killing yourself?
From his marriage.
100.7 Banana and Stoney at 9:29. Michael Todd is here.
We're having too much fun. I'm not leaving.
Hey, listen, you can come back anytime.
Hey, I'm sorry I'm late. I spent half an hour on the Liberty Bridge trying to talk to some guy named Michael. From jumping. You know?
Yeah.
Talk him out of it. You know?
Thank God. Thank
God. Leaving. I had to jump.
Oh.
We got another song to play, and then Michael's going to come in and do
Actually wrote a song about me. I'm going to cry.
This is cool.
Man, I never had anybody write a song about me.
Well, you know, and you can have this to take with you, too. You can frame this letter, too. This piece of cardboard that it's written on.
That's really nice, yeah.
<It's> ready. And you look up at this tower up here on Mount Washington, there will be a black flag hanging from it today.
Actually, it's about you, but I was thinking about how lonely Stoney's going to be, too.
Stoney, yeah. Stoney is going to be lonely. I'll call him.
In reverb. Here's the Beatles and Michael Todd. Will be back with us here in a minute here on the Point 100.7. The Point 100.7 Banana and Stoney. And we got all.
It's getting weird here. Yeah. So this is my last
Michael
day.
Todd
is my last day. It's Banana. It's my last day here. I'm going to be gone after 10 o'clock this morning. And Michael Todd has
come by.
I've
been up all night.
Have you?
Thinking about that, too. You know? Writing this song.
Don't kiss me now.
You're getting not a chance, big boy. I'm spoken for.
Oh, I see. I understand. Lovely friend Kate over there, yeah. So, that's okay. It's fine. So, tonight...
I know.
Yeah.
No complaints here.
So, tonight, you're going to be down the south side.
Yes, I am. You coming?
5:30. I think I might have to make that trip, yeah.
I've heard that for 3 weeks.
I know. I've blown you off.
There's been other things on Banana's mind, you understand.
But there's a big party, and I think it's going to go all day and all night this afternoon.
Great.
And so you're down at
the Blues Cafe.
The Blues Cafe.
Also known as Permane Brothers.
There you go.
Come in, have the blues, have a sandwich, you know.
There you go. All right. But you actually wrote a song for
me. Yes, I did.
You the man.
Well, actually, this is a song.
It's a song.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
It's a song that Van Morrison stole from me that I wrote about years ago.
I can't believe these guys would rip you off like this, huh? All right.
Half a mile from Mount Washington, and the tears came falling down. Me and Banana standing there, I can't believe what's going down. He said that he's leaving us, and he ain't coming back. I just stood there wondering, in a year where he'll be at. Oh, Banana. Banana, oh Banana, stick around this old town. It's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. It's just Stoney now, Banana's gone. Oh, it's Stoney. It's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. Stoney's lonely now, Banana's gone, poor old Stoney. Now Banana's up, this town gets up, and he helps us as we rise. And he gets us to the jobs we do, oh, I know at least he tries. To make us smile for a little while, as all of Pittsburgh starts the day. Helps us along, pick his last song, he gives everyone a sale. Oh, Banana. Oh, Banana. Oh, Banana. Hope you don't move away. 'Cause it's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. It's just Stoney now, 'cause Banana's gone. Poor old Stoney. Yes, it's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. Stoney's lonely now, Banana's gone. Poor old Stoney. You know, on the way up here to the studio, my throat was getting dry. 'Cause you've always been on my radio, and it makes me wanna cry. Think that I won't hear that voice that we all know so well. No matter where you go, you will have your choice, and I know you'll give them hell. Oh yeah. Oh Banana. Oh Banana. Oh Banana. I hope you don't move away. 'Cause it's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. I guess
Yes, Stoney's lonely now. Banana's gone. Poor Stoney. Because it's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. Stoney's lonely because Banana's gone. Poor Stoney. Yes, it's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. Stoney's sad because Banana's gone. Poor Stoney. It's been Stoney and Banana Dawn. Now Banana's gone. Oh, Stoney.
I'm going to blow my brains out.
That is beautiful.
You are beautiful. You are the man. You are the man.
Hey, I'm going to miss you, dude.
Hey, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss everybody. Thanks.
I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Jeez, you're going to blubber all over the place. Don't blubber on the free food, all right?
Michael's everywhere.
Michael thought he'd be down there at the Blues Cafe at Permane's down the south side. 5:30.
You might get requests for that song tonight.
You might. Yeah, from me, yeah.
I guess I'll have to memorize it by then.
I'll let you have the cardboard that you wrote it on. Until
yours, baby. You can frame
right.
it. You know, someday you'll see all these scribble marks on here. Someday
that's right.
worth something.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be selling it to the Rock and Roll.
That's right.
I know.
For millions, yeah. Uh-huh. That was beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Oh.
9:39. All right, 9:42. Why don't you take some calls?
I think so. I don't know if I'm all choked up. I don't know if I can do it now. Let's go to line number one here.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, Banana's leaving.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Go on. It's my last day.
Where are you? Are you taking another job? Or?
No. Got blown out. Got fired.
Eventually, he will.
I mean, I'll find something someplace, yeah.
Oh, you're not going to be a DJ anymore, though?
Well, I hope so.
Oh.
I hope so.
Well,
I'll
miss you, but tell Stoney I'll still be a faithful listener.
Well, there you go. Good.
We're not going to desert him, though.
Thank you. Don't do that. I recommend, for further listening, I recommend my friend the Stoney Richards Show on the Point 100.7, okay?
We don't want him to blow his brains off.
No, he won't do that, even though he's insane, yeah.
I don't want anything.
Well, best of luck, and I will miss you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
We'll see you. Bye-bye.
That's nice. Line three.
All right, good morning.
Hello. Banana.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Hey, I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, because I saw you down, Runtonshin down Super Kmart.
Yeah.
Remember that shot for the football and TV I didn't do too good?
Yeah, I remember that. Super Kmart,
Yeah, and now I'm moved back to the Kennedy and to B94, and now this is on the Port 7. I'm going to cry.
Okay, well, don't cry.
Okay,
don't
cry. thanks for the call.
Oh, man. Right. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Oh, he's a scary guy. Yeah, but we like all of them. Okay, good morning.
Hey, Banana.
Yo.
From Leechburg.
How you doing?
Good. Hey, you know, when you first come on the station here, I told you, you're the Willie Nelson of DJs.
That's true.
Everybody.
Hopefully I don't have tax problems.
Everybody has a comment about your leaving.
Yeah.
So listen close. Here's one for the station.
Uh-oh. Sound of a toilet flushing. Thank you, sir.
Yep. Bye.
Right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
He worked on that all morning.
That was nice. Yeah. That was a nice little bit there.
9:41. Play this. You got a last
play,
song.
Yeah, we're going to play one more song, and then I have the last song.
You'll want to hear this.
Of the day. Yeah, I think you'll like this.
The Point 100.7. 100.7, 9:48.
That's it. I am out of here. We're going to play the last song of the day coming up here in a couple minutes. Like 4 minutes, something like that. And I'm going to walk out, climb into that 85 Buick, and take off with the Steeler car, because the chairman of the board of EZ Communications gave that to me. Part of my little severance package. He says, as far as that car concerned, that's yours as far as I'm concerned.
Radio stations, Don, come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And management many times makes big mistakes. In this case, I think they have. And you will always be my friend.
Well,
and I just want you to know that. And
you'll always be my friend. We've had a good time.
We've had a
year.
Ball. We kicked some ass.
That's right. We had a good time.
It came to an end too abruptly.
And I recommend that you keep listening to my friend Stoney. He's going to be on by himself on one day. It's very tough. I will tell you right now, I have done it before. It's very tough to do one of these shows by yourself. And so
we will keep it entertaining.
Help him out, okay?
But I'm sure as everybody will say on Monday morning, where's Banana?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be gone. I'll be sleeping in.
See, there you go. You enjoy. You will be missed, but you enjoy. And you and Michelle and the kids have a ball.
But I will be around town at least for a little while. I don't know where I'm going to go, but I'll be around for a little while. I'll still be doing date night, and I will still be haunting Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, and and I'm going to go drink my severance check here in a little while. Have some friends come help me, and they know who they are. But I've had a great time in Pittsburgh. If I end up leaving Pittsburgh, I want everybody to know I've had a ball here. It's been a great 15 years. That's a long time working for one company and in one city. And I'm going to miss everybody.
You got a lot of friends here.
Yeah.
Well, real friends.
The best stuff of my life has happened here in Pittsburgh, and a lot of it on these radio stations. So, with that said, I'm going to get out of here. A lot of people told me I should play Take This Job and Shove It for the last song of the day. That's not what it's going to be. Don't worry. Things change, and this radio station is just changing. That's the whole deal.
Change is part of the business.
That's right.
But you have picked a song.
I have picked a song.
That is perfect.
That I think is perfect for the last song of my time here on The Point. And I'm going to go. It's been fun, but I'm done. Thank you very much. And on Monday,
forget the promo.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Well, on Monday, the line will be, it's time to make the donuts, I believe. But I'm out of here. It's been fun, but I'm done. Thanks.
God bless you, Don.
Hello. This is James Earl Jones introducing Talk Along Express.
It's almost 10 o'clock. Shouldn't you be at work by now? It's already time for Banana and Stoney's last song of the show. Here it is. Kicking off a long set of the greatest hits of the 70s. The Point, 100.7.
This is the end.
The Point, 100.7. Playing the greatest hits of the 70s. If you don't hear it here, there's a damn good reason why.
Checks.com.